Hey guys.
Welcome to Awkward Stage, the podcast.
I'm Melina.
I'm Nicole.
And today we have a very special guest.
An incredible guest. We're so excited.
Please say hi to artist,
actress,
creator,
gender queer icon,
Brendan Jordan.
Hi. And also makeup extraordinaire.
Yes, okay. I was going to say you look incredible.
Antique collector. Witch. Okay.
Wait, I love that.
Ex-Christian.
What's the coven? What's your...
Dog lover.
Honey, we're all ex-Christians.
Aren't we all things, honey? Thank you for that fabulous intro, ladies. I'm really happy to be here, by the way. I love both of the shit you put out so much. I just love creative minds, especially when it's just coming from just, you can tell it's a real angle, and I appreciate that. So thank you. I admire it, honey.
And I think we say the same about you.
Yes, right back at you. Yeah. Thank you so much. And thanks for being here.
I had to.
We have spent some time.
No, literally. He had to.
I almost pissed my pants when I got the threat. I'm just kidding.
We found you at home.
Yeah.
We stood over your bed at the middle of the night and said, come to our podcast.
And I literally let them come to my house because I saw a Craigslist ad that said, we need a guest right now.
Yeah.
And you were like, white women
are the scariest shit this society has to offer. I better go and do what they say.
Speaking of white women, this show is all about being awkward, right? And like awkward stages of your life.
Yes.
And obviously you're not awkward anymore. You're fabulously you.
You should see me at Sprouts every day at 9 p.m. No.
What do you buy there? What do you do at Sprouts?
I try to pretend I'm going to buy kefir and then I put it back.
You twerk?
Well, I was telling them last night I almost got sexually trafficked, which is absolutely terrifying.
How did that go down?
Well, you know, I was leaving the store and it was closing hours. My fault to go at night.
Yeah, don't.
Don't go anywhere at night, to be honest, especially when you're grocery shopping. It's a lot. You got to do a lot in a big parking lot. So.
Not when you're such a sexy, precious being in Los Angeles
my God,
by yourself.
I would traffic you.
Oh, me.
It's a compliment.
I would traffic you. I should get a shirt that says that.
That goes in the trailer.
I'm kidding. So I was leaving the store. The big burly man that opened the door for me, I was like, thank you. Anyway, so this old woman who's dressed like she just went to church comes up to me and I go, oh no, like this is literally like how it happens. Like there's countless stories now. If you're getting sex trafficked, it's always a girl that comes up to you first.
They sent the woman to build the trust.
Yes, to build the trust. Yes. So she comes up to me saying, can I borrow your phone? The person who was supposed to pick me up.
That's how it goes.
Left me stranded. I don't have anywhere to go. And then so the way she was phrasing it, though, was very weird because I couldn't really understand what she was asking for. Like, did she want to call someone? Did she want to text someone? She was just kind of saying, I've been here for 10 minutes. Like, really that? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I noticed, like, you know, to the angle, there's this blue car right behind her.
Oh, my God.
And this man gets out. And he literally just starts slowly approaching me. Like, literally just dead on, making eye contact, has a drink in his hand. And then I literally just took off, ran back to the store.
Oh,
anyways, so I ran to this room, knocking on the door. The guy lets me in. He locks it. And then the...
Shut up.
No, the manager.
Right, but
yeah.
Like,
and then the guy and the old lady were just kind of staring in my direction, just not really doing anything. He throws the can he had in his hand away. And then he went back in his car and drove off.
Oh, my God.
And then the lady just kind of stood there. So I don't really know if she was telling the truth or not.
But I've recently heard a story where someone went into the store and got like a young woman.
Yeah.
And she was like, my phone doesn't work. I need to call someone. My car is broken down. Can you come with me to the parking lot?
Come with you to the parking lot.
And that's where she was attacked.
And this one makes it weirder.
They wanted to traffic her.
That guy that got out of the car was the same guy who kept, I swear to you, was following me in the store. I've never, but I was like, I was like thinking in my head. I even knew I kept seeing him because I was thinking in my head, oh, I hope he doesn't think I'm following him. Mm-hmm. Like being like a stalker. Because I thought he was attractive.
Weird. We run into each other.
He was like semi-attractive, but because he was like a big burly man. Yeah. I know, like that. But yeah, he kept like looking at me, like eyeing me up and down. I thought he was just flirting
this
the whole time.
So scary.
Yeah, it's really
so
creepy.
Many red flags.
So please be careful out there.
Okay, that's good to know too. That this is the that's good to know that this is the scam now.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I knew it right when she asked me. I was like, red flag, red mm-hmm. flag, because yeah. I've yeah. read so many Twitter, you know, yeah. testimonials of you know, and I didn't stay long enough to see where if that lady got picked up, but right. she just stayed there
well,
and kept going up to people.
Oh my God, sketch.
Which is weird. And then I don't know where that blue car went. It, but to be honest, when I just left.
Yeah, good. Was, good for you. All right. Get out of there.
Now that we have a very serious PSA.
Yeah, that's part of living in LA. You first, when someone is like too friendly, you're like, creep, what do you want from me?
No, I know. And I hate to say it, but I think that's just the way our world works now. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that.
Gotta take care of yourself.
Speaking of the way that our world works, should I just keep transitioning everything like that?
And yeah, and we just go back and we just keep going
speaking
back
of
to like
the way that
our
world
works. Worst hookups ever.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the fabulous Sin City of Las Vegas, Nevada.
You grew up in Las Vegas.
Born and raised, lived there for 21 years.
But like in the outskirts of Vegas or like the suburb part of it.
Vegas is a suburb, I would say.
Yeah,
I think anyone
except for
who,
the Strip.
Yeah, except for the Strip. I think a lot of people think that Vegas is only the Strip and, mm-hmm. you know.
Right, yeah.
I mean, Vegas is small, I will mm-hmm. say, but a majority of Vegas is just the suburb communities.
So yeah. Did you go to the Strip a lot or is it not even a thing if you live there?
You know, we went like for weekends, you know, like little weekend retreats. But there were other casinos in the suburbs that kind of gave us the Strip fantasy. So we didn't really, you know, if we wanted to go to a buffet, we could go to one closer to the house. But yeah, I mean, the Strip is the place where you go to spend money and it's tourists. So it really depends. You ask a local and they'll tell you something different.
But so then growing up there as like a teenager or going to high school when you had parties, it was like, were there bars or club or like
we were
places
spoiled
outside
for sure.
of the Strip? Or?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the high school I went to was like, you know, we can talk about this later, a private religious Lutheran
like,
school
let's
with
just
uniforms
get
and everything.
Into it now.
Yeah.
Honey,
yeah.
let's talk about that
because these kids would have access to like rooftop casino suites that they would have their birthday parties
what
at.
What a contrast, like a Christian like conservative.
So was it a you wear uniforms?
It was you wear uniforms. Okay. A lot of the rich parents donated to the school. There was literally a kid who went, let's just call him oh no, I think that was his name. Fuck. Oh my God. Let's call him Michael.
Flint.
Let's call him Michael.
Let's call him Michael.
Well, his parents literally gave money to the school to erect a gym. Literally. And so the student's last name was on the gym while he was still at school.
No. His last name or his name?
Yes. No, his last name. Well,
if
I don't
like
remember that correctly,
Michael,
if I'm going to be quite honest.
So and so.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like
but
Michael Smith.
The point
gym.
Is, it was his gym.
Oh, my
and
God.
Him and his sister were in, like, you know, junior, sophomore year, whatever, just casually going to school. I don't know if I can say this, but, you know, famous people mm-hmm. have also
oh,
have gone
really?
There. Like kids who? Of famous people.
Wait, who?
Oh, like, I don't know if I can say it. Can I say it? Well,
you
I was. I don't
whatever.
Have a fucking contract.
Who gives a fuck?
Do you know the Whites, the UFC, the Whites, Dana White
I
and
don't.
All those?
I don't know anything about
it's very
about
heterosexual
UFC.
Vibes. Yeah. It's nothing that exciting.
Yeah.
But the parties, I guess they would have like Kendrick Lamar perform at like this 16-year-old's
okay,
birthday party.
Is,
yeah, this was like the most insane shit
like
ever.
Like on MTV's My Super Sweet 16.
Yeah, like so serious.
Because you have all these parents a.
I didn't go to these parties. Like, I was never invited.
Working
by
the in the entertainment industry.
Sorry, what'd you
like
say?
All the parents are like working in the entertainment industry, or they're like
Well, it's actually entertainment industry. It was the strip industry because there's a lot of money there. So you know, one of the rich parents that I knew from a friend would work in the food supply industry for the restaurants on the strip. So they would supply the food, the ingredients that the restaurants would get.
Wow.
Like, it's weird businesses. One of them's, was like a billboard printer. And I guess I mean, you make,
they must make millions.
I don't even know.
Like millions.
Something.
I mean, it is. It is. We just went to Vegas and it is insane to see the display of like people just throwing money around.
And they took our money too, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the tourism is the top export, I'd like to think, in Vegas. I mean, but there's so much money there.
Okay, so what were you like as a kid?
Well, closeted, but my mom could always smell it. You know, I think mothers always know. I was the kind of kid who would act like they hated when my sister would make me play dolls with her. You know, would secretly go in my sister's room and try on the plastic princess heels that were just spent at the, purchased at the Disney store. I was very much like, oh mom, we need to go to the Polly Pocket aisle so we can get something for Haley, my sister. Shout out to my sister, love her. Very shy. I think, you know, a lot of times I hid a lot through my childhood because at least when I got into second grade moving onward, that's when I started to realize that I was gay because second grade was the first time I ever first heard the word gay. I didn't know what it was. I had no clue. And I even graduated with my high school crush that I went to kindergarten with. Well, he wasn't my high school crush. He was my kindergarten crush that I went to high school with.
But you said that in high school, all these parties, like the rich kids parties or like the Kendrick Lamar parties, you said you weren't invited to those.
Do you think
was that, is that when you went through like your quote unquote awkward stage where you like, you know, is where I was like peak awkward?
I think every year in my middle school and high school was awkward for me. Elementary was
It was
fine.
What were your friends like?
All the girls, honey. girls, by the way, women, let's talk about women for a second because I think I owe a lot of you know, who I am to women and just utmost respect because when I had no support, the girls were always the ones to just treat me like a normal kid, you know? No, even if I was different, they were so supportive, even if I wasn't out yet. So I had mainly girlfriends. And I was just considered as one of the girls. I mean, I even in third grade, it was kind of offensive the way it was being said, but you know, one of the girls was like, oh, well, Brennan can hang with us because, I mean, he's basically a girl. Like saying that in front of everyone. And I'm like literally saying that to the class. I'm like, great girl.
But did that make you feel bad or were you kind of like,
I mean, the only reason why it ever made me feel bad was because it was that indicator of, oh, you're different.
You know? For someone else to identify you by like a gender identity or just, you know, taking
just
that away,
you know, like simply like point me out I think that in its own getting pointed out and categorized is just not a good feeling, but I mean, it is what it is, you know. It was weird.
Or was there like an event where you like were totally over or underdressed or anything like that?
I can tell you an awkward moment. Oh, and this is so LA. Okay, so this is before I moved to LA, so I didn't really know much of LA culture, right? So I was being interviewed. I'm gonna cringe to say this for an influencer content house. Hell no, they would have never hired my queer ass. But no, it was for another content house that was a little edgier, but still mainstream influencer for sure. And you know, these kind of meetings remind me of like a classic Hollywood agency, we want you kind of meeting. Yeah. You know, they take you out and spoil you and spent $800 on dinner. That's how much the dinner was. I didn't spend that money.
I don't think that's classic Hollywood agency, because I've had a lot of agent meetings where they've said, get the fuck out.
I was talking about like the CAA. I'm not with CAA, but I've heard that that's what they,
if they really
will
want
send
you.
Cakes and shit to your house. Yeah, like I'm talking real. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it was kind of that fantasy I was noticing. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, everyone, we're meeting at Catch LA. So I'm like, okay, cool. I don't know. I don't really know what that is. I'm like looking it up, and it looks like, you know, seafood, like just high quality
and it's
sushi.
Very popular, like celebrity hotspot.
Well, I didn't know that. I had no clue of this. So I rolled up. I arrived in a sweatshirt and sweatpants. I'm not kidding.
Okay,
and I had these Filas on. I'm not kidding, because I've worn these shoes for the past like 2.5 years. I probably was in these like little socks. Like I had no makeup on.
Oh.
Zero makeup. And I arrive and I'm like, there's Suburbans at the entrance. Like there's people getting photographed.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's in heels. Everyone's to the nines. Yes. And I look like...
And when and even when you tell LA folks to like come casual,
they're never going to come casual. They're going to come in a romper,
so
honey.
So were you thinking like, oh, I don't want to overdo it. I don't want to be like.
I wasn't thinking anything. I was just thinking, let's just go grab food. I was just like, I'm going to go eat and talk, you know, because to be quite honest, the way they made it sound was like, we're going to have a serious meeting where we're going to be interviewing you. And I was just wanting to arrive as, you know, how I was feeling that day. I didn't really want to do anything. I didn't feel like doing anything. It was just dinner to me.
Did you get weird looks?
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh my God. I had to stand outside of the line the whole time. And every time people would just be walking by, be like,
oh no.
And just walk by. And I would
go. It's almost a power play to show up to Catch like that.
Yes. Oh.
It's like, I don't.
You mean for me?
Yeah, it's almost a power play. Like people probably were like, oh, who is that who doesn't even need to get dressed up for Catch?
See, I didn't give a fuck because I was just feeling awkward as hell. I was like, everyone looks good. And I was like wanting to explain myself almost. And like in my head, I was internally thinking, oh, you haven't seen me at my full power yet, honey. Like you haven't seen the doll. Because, you know, like I can go there if I want to, but I was looking like a mole rat.
And so there were multiple people at this meeting.
There were about, it was really intimate. It was about five.
Okay.
It was about
and
five.
Was everyone else dressed
yes.
up?
Yes. Okay. They came in their Gucci bags. Oh. Why are you fucking bringing a Gucci backpack to dinner?
It's status in You're LA. So, you gotta bring your purse.
I'm sorry.
I don't have one.
I will always be like an Edwardian leather lace-up boot. That's 100 years old and reeks of the Titanic, then, you know, like buy a Balenciaga. Yes. Actually, no, I'm appreciating of what Balenciaga is doing right now, but I just can't get behind designer.
Yeah, yeah. It's
very LA influencer. But to keep it short and simple, everyone looked great. Everyone looked great.
So did you get into the house?
No.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the amount of choices that are out there? Whether you're shopping for cereal or toilet paper, there are so many options. It's hard to know what's best for you. When it comes to finding skincare products that actually work, it's even more overwhelming.
I have such a hard time with skincare products because I don't know what the ingredients mean. Mm-hmm. So when I go into a store, I go online, I don't know what I'm looking for.
Same.
Finding skincare products that actually work for you is complicated, and that's why we are so excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin.
Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne.
Simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a board-certified dermatologist will create your first customized treatment plan.
Apostrophe offers access to treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne and even back, chest, and butt acne. They treat breakouts from head to toe.
So I have a lot of breakouts on my forehead.
And butt.
And Alina, don't talk about my butt. And I sent them photos, and they sent me a formula that really did clear it up.
It really works.
Yeah, it really does work.
We have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/awkward when you use our code AWKWARD. That's AWKWARD. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners.
To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/awkward and click begin visit. Then use our code AWKWARD at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5.
Woo!
Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you.
Okay, so because it's hard to pick one awkward moment when you are just
when you're just so awkward.
I think Alina and I would really love to hear about how you became a meme.
Yes. Oh, God. I know that it happened, but I don't know the story. Please tell us.
You mean you guys haven't become a meme yet? I'm just kidding.
You know,
it's a normal thing now.
It's on my list.
It's so weird, but it never happened to me as a kid.
So what do you want to know exactly?
I just maybe start from the beginning because a lot of people listening have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. Of course.
You were a meme when you were younger.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So let's take the story back. I'm 15 years old, freshman year in high school at the private Lutheran school.
Closeted.
Actually, no, I just came out that year. So I was getting in touch with my queerness, you know, for the first time ever in my life. Lady Gaga was my absolute icon.
Yes, hallelujah.
I was fresh out, fresh into high school and brand new, and I was just living, living. So that was during my huge Lady Gaga obsession. So I was just like, I was just obsessed with her. Like, she really brought that inner queen out of me. And I became that queen wherever I could. That was really, it was a part of me, but it was an elevated essence of who I am. So anyways, mall opening.
Mall
grand opening. This opening has been pushed for 4 years.
Oh.
So it was a big event. It was a parking lot for years. And I was, you know, we weren't even going to go. And we were going to give up because the parking situation was terrible. Ultimately, we decided to stay and I saw
right
a camera.
Right near your house or what?
Right near my house.
Okay, so that's why it's so, 15
minutes
it's
away.
So exciting. Okay.
Yes,
so
that's
like
why
outside
it's so exciting.
Outside of like way far away from the street.
Very chic. Very chic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see a camera.
Mm.
I go, huh. I ask, are you doing interviews? No.
Okay.
So I said, okay. And they go, you can be a background person if you want.
Like for what? Was it a news coverage?
Yeah, news coverage. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Local news was there. And I was like, okay, sure. I'll just stick in the background. Okay. I'll try to stay in the background was, you know, the intention.
I'll try to not steal the
show. Steal the show. So anyways, camera turns on, spotlight's on. I'm just doing insanity. I'm just being myself. You know, there's music going on in the background. A lot of people thought it was like something to do with the applause choreography. I think the story got mixed up a little bit along the lines of, and some people just would ask me and I would just like agree. Yes.
So it was like local news, there's like someone is covering the opening of the mall.
And,
just a bunch of people standing in the background. You also hear some music coming from somewhere else.
But I'm just in my own mind.
Uh-huh.
There's a spotlight on me. The show must go on.
Essentially, you're in the background of a newscast dancing.
Yes.
And people thought it was from the applause music video, but
a lot
it wasn't?
Of people would, a lot of people confuse it for that because I did one of Lady Gaga's like ARTPOP signs, which is spells art pop. It was her studio album that had applause on it. So I think a lot of people, you know, oh, the applause dancer. It's like, girl, if you saw those moves, I was not doing the applause choreography.
but everyone else who was in the background was just standing there and
just standing,
like, standing there.
They wanted their camera time too.
How did you find out it was going viral?
So, like, you know, to be honest, the intention of doing that was just so me, my mom, and my sister could go home later that night, watch it, and laugh to ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, Brendan just being Brendan, you know, just the stupid humor. Like, we just wanted that little moment. We get home. It must have been live because we never saw it. We never saw it. So we were so bummed. We were like, oh, my God, we missed it.
We're never going to see it.
Never going to see it again. No, seriously, like, that's literally, like, what I was thinking in my mind. And then the next day, I went through school. Everything was normal. And then all of a sudden, I come home from school that day. And kids are like from my acting class are telling me like, Brendan, my entire school was talking about you today.
What?
I'm like, your entire school? Like what? They're like calling you like the downtown Summerlin kid, which is like the name of the mall. you know, and I was like, what do you mean? And then so she sends me like a link to like videos.
Like YouTube?
YouTube videos. So people captured the moment on their television of me doing it.
Were people like watching YouTube at the time?
Absolutely.
Like
it was like a huge.
So they're because I feel like I was like never watching YouTube.
I was never YouTube. But
we were YouTube. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
YouTube links to stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like YouTube links to stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also it was on Facebook. So this was also back in the Vine days. You know, Kim Kardashian revined it. Courtney or Khloe, I forget which one, revined it.
Wow.
Like posted the video that someone else posted or something like that. And then all the drag community started posting it. Since this happened in 24 hours, we got Good Morning America DMing my Twitter account.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding. It was like overnight.
Oh,
literally, my life changed. And with that being the trajectory,
and
did
so how
as
did
well.
People figure out it was you?
Yeah, how did they find you?
I was very vocal about it, honey. I'm going to take credit for my work, like, of okay, course.
So you're posting it being like, this
well,
is
I'm
me.
Well, I'm posting
yeah.
and I can't, you know, and I'm just like, oh, that's me. And then, you know, so the news articles start tagging me and, mm-hmm. and then the celebrities yeah. start tagging me. And then I literally went from having like 500 followers to like 100,000 in a day, which was like,
God.
The most insane thing, because I'm a freshman in high school, like I barely really did social media like yeah. that. I had no intentions of either. I mean, right. I just knew.
And it was just you being like,
I'm a
like
naturally
silly you.
I just like to entertain people.
Yeah.
My intention with everything is to get a laugh
well, you
or
did.
Smile. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And so that was what, you know, the goal of it, I guess, would be
right.
to. So I never expected it to have this no. magnitude.
Okay, so all of a sudden wow. you have 100,000 followers
at the age of like 14
when,
turning 15.
Like, God. How did you even post your next thing? Like
yeah,
were you
right.
so stressed
oh, I
about
took
it
by
or
the
or
reins
you were just like
I took it by the reins. I mean, let me be quite honest, I was so scared. I was
yeah.
terrified because mm-hmm. now it's like you have an audience, and I was terrified because I'm a natural people pleaser
yeah.
and now there's an expectation
ugh,
to
right.
uphold. You know, mm-hmm. people fell in love with that caricature, which I say caricature, I don't mean that it's different from me because it is who I am, mm-hmm. but it's an elevated version,
right.
absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I fell into it a little bit. I kind of gave myself a little bit of myself away for the likeness
yeah.
of other people.
To feed this like
to feed the serpent
of yourself, it's that the public
so
now
it's so incredible
wanted.
That that one moment
yeah.
like set you up for everything you're doing now.
It
like,
did.
It's,
I mean,
not
it,
that you wouldn't have gotten here, because I'm sure one way or another you would end up being this
you.
Person and a performer, but to be just like skyrocket into it.
It was
yeah.
crazy.
It's wild.
It
That's
was crazy.
Crazy.
But
yeah.
it had like a lot of, you know, I was a kid. You know,
right.
I'm 14, 15, or teenager, whatever you want to call it. Like,
yeah.
I'm freshly out at a new school. These kids
oh.
at this school have never
oh
seen
God.
A kid like me.
I can't
ever.
Believe no one has bought the rights to make that movie.
That's
oh my God,
what I was like, yeah, don't take that.
Brendan,
that's
write
my story.
So did
yeah,
you become sure. did you become like popular? Like were
no.
people like think it was cool or did
no.
people like think it was
did they
I don't
did
know.
They bully you for it?
It was very much like a side eye like snickering like oh, like, oh Brendan.
You
oh.
don't think you're
or
special.
They would, you know, I started my social media career, I guess we could call it,
yeah.
right then. Like, you know, I saw I had an audience. I mm-hmm. was wanting to give people what they wanted, so I started posting YouTube, I started posting everywhere. Mm-hmm. And kids would play my stuff on the loudspeaker in class, like in front of everyone, and be like, oh, Brendan, I like your new video. Like just watching it in front of like me and everyone. So that was like one of the reasons why I had to stop too during high school, because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, why'd you stop YouTube? And it's like, well, to be honest, it's like every time I would post something, just negative emotions would come about
yeah.
it. And I
yeah.
didn't feel good anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, even just like 2 years ago, so what was I like, 27, transitioning from okay, I'm gonna start posting videos on my personal Instagram instead
so
of
scary.
Just TikTok. That was terrifying, and I was 27,
right?
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
I can't imagine like
freshman
no.
in high
yeah.
school at a new school, and they've even said like they've never had an out kid like me. I mean, I went in with that intention because this school was very close-minded. Yes, there were other queer kids. I'm never taking away their power and their story, but they, everyone would always just tell me like, the school has never dealt with anyone like you. Oh, the school has never, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. you need to, and then like.
And then you're like, okay, I'm just going to go in the background of this news coverage.
Which is, yeah. That was, you know, because no one really knew me at the school. Right. They just knew me as like that gay kid. Wow. And then all of a sudden they knew me as, oh, the gay kid on social media.
Yeah. The amount of times I say I'm so glad social media wasn't around when I was a teenager, because everyone as a teenager is just like, who am I?
Let me try pictures of me at lunch, like with sneak photos, and post them on their story. Yeah. Wow. It was a, like, it was just weird because it's like at school, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. I don't want this attention around me at school specifically because it's mainly negative.
Yeah.
You know, and I hid.
You went viral on the internet and in the whole world, which is a lot more open-minded and a lot more, like, you find an audience out there, but then you go, like, you physically, you as a person go and have to sit with, like, a lot of closed-minded people around you. And it's probably hard to navigate that.
And, you know, growing up now, I admit that it was probably, like, some sort of jealousy a little bit there from the peers, because it's like, who doesn't want
it's threatening their worldview and it's threatening what they know.
Me, little theater kid, someone just made it in front of my eyes and I'm still auditioning for the middle school play.
I didn't make it for the play the week before that video went viral.
Shut up.
And then the video went viral and then they were asking me to like be involved
in some way.
I'm not kidding.
Wait, did you then
high school
they're
like, we need to sell tickets high school show.
Well, I just remember the people at the program came up to me, you know, like the older adults after the video went viral, and they were like, we have some ideas, we should talk.
And it never
really went anywhere else other than then. So maybe they thought that it was, you know, from a moral standard, they shouldn't be doing that since you didn't want me in the show in the first place. Yeah. But I made it in everyone after that. So
insane.
I hope it was for my talent.
And didn't you then go on what show? Weren't you invited to like a bunch of TV shows? And did you like?
Yeah. So that video went viral. Ellen never asked me. Ugh, a lot of people think I was on Ellen.
Because
I was on Queen Latifah. So my theory is when Queen asked me first and we took it, you know, these national TV shows, like, they want to be the first ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They want to have like, you know.
They want to break the story on like a national.
So that's what, that was like my theory of why we love Queen Latifah. But we loved Queen Latifah. Let me tell you, I love Queen Latifah. The sweetest soul, kindest soul, was so welcoming. Literally let me be exactly who I was in that viral video on her set in front of the live studio audience. Like, it was my first audience, big time audience like that, with like seating going up. And it was just insane how Queen Latifah like really allowed me to have that space for myself, invited my whole family, flew us all out, you know, got us the hotel. And you know, so it was just really weird because there was such a large contrast from that world and then my life, my real life.
Yes.
I am grateful for all of it.
Yeah.
Weird shit, the you know, hiding down in the hallways at school because one time they wanted to do a feature story, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was Business Insider or someone. And they followed me at school with cameras.
Yeah.
And I was kind of aware they were going to do that. They said they were going to bring a camera. I just thought we were going to do pictures. I didn't know it was like a reality moment.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, dear God, now I'm living my Kardashian fantasy. But it's like literally me walking with my head like down in the hallways. They didn't even use the shot because I hated it.
These TV producers that don't give a fuck about like the aftermath.
They were really
like,
sweet, though. I don't, you know, I was very honored to have done it. But yeah, it was a weird. Just, you know, mainstream internet stardom is a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm grateful for what it has shown me about myself, allowed the experiences that I can give to me and my family, and just meet cool people
like us
y'all. No, seriously,
it all comes down to this moment.
This is literally the
you're peaking right now.
Right now, this is the tip of the iceberg, honey.
It does not get better. So take it all in.
I am absolutely starstruck.
I'm obsessed.
I don't know
with
how
that.
To top
that story
this.
Is incredible.
It's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's so I can't even imagine.
It could have gone so many different ways. You could have, you know, but you made like you truly meet the best of it. You truly.
My parents have a large part to play. Okay, in that, that's though. Good. I mean, I will say because a lot of people, I mean, they were not spared in hatred either. People would find my parents' Facebook accounts and message them like, how dare you raise your child to be this way? How dare you do this? Repent in the name of Lord Jesus before it's too late. But my parents are sick ass, cool ass parents.
Yes.
And they love their kids for who they are and they have
love
never
your
tried
kids for
to.
Who they are.
Yeah. So I wouldn't have this privilege to be who I am if it weren't for my parents. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And shout also, out. I mean, not that it's in any way your responsibility or anyone's responsibility to, you know, use your own story for someone else's good. But we said earlier, representation matters. And
absolutely.
I'm sure that
film,
you know,
changes the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Direct. It has
and,
direct influence.
And you becoming a a public persona, like by then also embracing who you are, I'm sure that, you know, there was some other teen somewhere who felt represented by that. And that's
honestly,
another side
that's
of,
the
you know,
fucking goal.
Yeah.
You know, I think because I feel like I know what it feels like to be
right.
weird as hell
yeah.
and just not fit in. And I hate that feeling. And I guess my goal is to just have someone know that it's okay that they're
yeah.
weird. Girl,
right.
it's
yeah.
okay. I'll be weird with you. Like, yeah. you're not alone because it gets alone.
And it's like it's a great feeling to be like, oh, you're not embraced by the people immediately around you, but out
that's
there,
okay.
there's
they're
a goal.
They are there.
Yeah, they're out there.
In dating,
and you
in
can go find them.
In
yeah.
family, in community, in everything, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm still learning that. I'm
and
still
you can only
that.
Attract those people that if you... You are
who are
you,
who
are,
you are.
Embrace it.
It acts like a filter.
Yeah.
It really does. It's
yeah.
like a bullshit filter. It's
yeah.
all out. Yeah. yeah. I love it.
Love it.
I feel like we've covered
yes.
so much ground.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you
Can
for
we do,
letting me.
Just to close it out, just to have close it out now.
Yeah.
To get you to say if you were to give your younger self a one piece of advice, or you were able to say something to your younger self now,
to that yeah. meme kid,
to the meme, to
oh
your
God.
Meme self.
Oh God.
What would you say?
It would be stop listening to everyone else,
mm-hmm.
kind of within reason, but also trust your gut, know who you are, and you are so effing powerful, honey. Like, don't let anyone take that away from you. I swear.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Name of Jesus. Okay, where can we find you on social media and everything?
At Brendan W. Jordan. A lot of people call me Jordan. Do I look like a Jordan?
I think you look like a Brendan.
It's weird.
I think you look like a Brendan Jordan, though.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. like I have two first names is my name. My middle name's Washington, just in case you're wondering.
Brendan Washington
yes,
Jordan.
That's what the W stands for. You can find me on social media at Brendan W. Jordan. And on Grindr, I am Femme Fierceness. I'm just kidding.
I was just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, let's do it.
And Tinder, it's just Brendan. So swipe right if you see me.
This is so fun.
Thank you so much for having
yes,
me. Seriously,
thank you for being
I love
here.
Girl talk.
And for all of you out there, if you have a story that you want to share, if you have an awkward story, please follow us on Instagram at awkwardstagepod and DM us with your story. Mm-hmm. We might read it on the podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna read some stories. And
if you like our podcast, don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast.
Leave us a review
and 5 stars. It really helps. And tell all your friends.
Tell all your friends.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. We love you.